This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new state representative in Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County next year. The current representative, Eric Nesbitt, cannot run again in the 66th House District because of term limits. Beth Griffin won the Republican primary for the seat in August. Beth Griffin, thank you for being here.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Please reintroduce yourself to our audience. Tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Beth Griffin, and I am the Republican candidate for the 66th District House race. And I'm hard at work every day listening to what people have to say so that I can be a great representative. I am married to Greg. We've been married for 23 years, and he is a naval reservist and is rolling out of the Navy in November, just this next month. So that'll be a change for us. But I also have two kids, and they are in 6th and 7th grade at Mattawan Middle School. And I'm personally excited about that because I'm a middle school teacher. So it's a wild, it's a wild and crazy time for my kids, but one that I'm super excited about because I just love to see them maturing and growing and having a good time with the teachers there in the middle school. And then I am still guest teaching a little bit on the side at Mattawan Schools because, of course, I'm a teacher. But my teaching background is I spent 6 years in the classroom at Parchment Middle School in 6th grade special ed and in 8th grade English. And so it's continues to be a passion of mine. Education is very important and near and dear to my heart. And my current job is that I'm a county commissioner. So I've been doing, I've been representing Antwerp Township as a county commissioner now for 4 years and have discovered that community service is not just a volunteer pastime of mine, but it's also a career path and something I've chosen to do.
What would you like to do if you are elected to the State House?
Well, I have a few things that I'm focused on and things that are important to me. But first, let me say that the reason that I started this, the reason that I am running, is because when my kids were born, I realized that as a new mom, I understood how to keep them warm and how to feed them. But what I didn't understand as a taxpayer and as a voter at that time, and I've always been a conservative, but I didn't understand how to teach them to be good citizens. And so I began reading and I began researching and volunteering in the community. And through time, through showing my kids what it means to be a good citizen and walking that and by my actions, I've been showing my kids what I expect of them. And it's helped me be a better person, a better voter, and now it'll help me be a better representative. What I've learned as a county commissioner is that it is very important to focus on the economy because if businesses are growing, families are able to stay in the area because they have employment, and then the schools have great enrollment because the families are there. And I think that it's all related. As a teacher, I understand that. As a parent, I understand that. And as an advocate for business, I also understand that. So I'm just really excited to approach it from that perspective. And I do think that there are many layers to being a representative. And as a local county official, I do understand that. But what's important is that it really does boil down to the fact that we need to keep Southwest Mission a great place to live. And for me, it's very personal because I want my kids to stay here. I want them to be here. And when I'm old, I want them to take care of me and have a great job so that they stay near me and don't move away.
You mentioned on your website low taxes. Do you want to cut taxes from where they are right now?
Currently, because I'm not in Lansing yet, what I'd like to do is when I get up there is take a look at what's been done. And I do think that as a local official, I've learned that tax dollars pay for certain services. Locally, we understand that. And so to go up there and say, well, I'm going to start robbing from the rainy day fund, or I'm going to start changing this or that, or I'm going to do, I think that that's short-sighted. As a local official, I understand that, for example, rainy day funds are there for a specific reason. We don't want to go back to the lost decade of the Granholm days. And it would be fiscally irresponsible of anyone and sends the wrong signal to the bond markets if Michigan is using its savings account to pay for programs and services. Michigan has improved its credit rating in recent years, which helps all of our local governments and our local schools. So I think that we need to be very careful and cognizant of the fact that, in January, we're going to have 30 to 40 new legislators coming in, making some big efforts to bone up on the issues, to learn what's going on. And I think part of that process is respecting the fact that there's been a lot of hard work that's happened before us. And yes, we're building on past successes, but we also need to take that time to really get a lay of the land before we just start saying, you know, less cut from one fund or another. I think it's short-sighted to do that.
Do you believe that the state has underfunded local governments? There was a lawsuit filed not so long ago that says that local governments are not getting what they should be getting from the state.
As a county commissioner, it takes a lot of hard work and coordination and oversight to maintain a balanced budget and a healthy budget locally. And I can honestly say after 4 years, I've seen the process in my county, in Van Buren County. I'm very proud to say we have balanced a budget and we are very healthy. We have a savings account. We have, we're paying our bills. We're investing. We're taking care of business. What concerns me is that at the same time that there are stressors, there are budget stressors in Lansing, that there continue to be budget stressors in Pawpaw, in Van Buren County, and in Southwest Michigan. Will those stressors ever go away? No. And, when Lansing makes decisions that affect local entities like counties, there is going to be that back and forth, that pressure between, okay, if you change a law, give us the money to help pay for that. And if they do that, that's fine. But most of the time, when a change comes or when a new, what we call an unfunded mandate, comes down from Lansing, there's not money attached to that. And so all of our best budgeting efforts and planning and oversight and careful attention to detail is changed because we have a new law, but yet we don't have the money to go buy that. And as an elected official locally, I can take that to Lansing and be involved in the process because I understand the layered nature of how different pots of money pay for different things. And to be able to say as a county commissioner, I can walk into that conversation with when potential bills come, I can say, wait a minute, do you understand how this is going to affect local entities? I've been there. This is what's going to happen. And where's the money to pay for that? I think I could be a positive advocate for at least more robust dialogue before unfunded mandates come down. And I absolutely will be doing that.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Beth Griffin. She is the Republican candidate for state representative in the 66th State House District, which includes all of Van Buren County, as well as Northwest Kalamazoo County. Would you support reforms to the current system for auto insurance in Michigan?
Absolutely. I learned first about concerns with auto insurance when I was on the doors talking to seniors. And it's a concern for families as well, especially low-income families. But it is really scary when I am in a conversation with an older gentleman and he says, I have to choose between paying my auto insurance and buying groceries. So I've done some research into the issue, and what I've found is something that's very shocking, and I'll just a quick story. First of all, auto insurance is more expensive in Michigan than any other state around us. Why? That's ridiculous. Why are we incentivizing people to go to Indiana to buy auto insurance? Well, here's one reason. Right now, someone's in a car accident, they go to the ER, they have suspected head injury, so they get an MRI to see what's wrong. That MRI costs three times as much as an MRI for, let's say, someone who comes in that fell off a ladder. Why? It makes no sense to me. As a parent, as a local official, I just don't understand how that works. And in the face of the fact that auto insurance is so hugely expensive and how much it stresses the vulnerable populations, we absolutely owe it to them. They're the ones that are paying our paychecks when we go to Lansing. So we need to listen to what they're saying, and they're saying that it's too expensive. And so that means that it is our job to look at how we can trim those costs. And I'm not saying to take money away from the people that are catastrophically injured. What I am saying is that there are costs that are the cost of an auto injury, bill versus someone who fell off a ladder, identical MRIs. Those bills should be similar, and they're not. And it's just, it doesn't smell right to me.
So, but you did say there that you would not take money away from someone catastrophically injured. Michigan has a very unique system which allows for lifetime benefits for someone who has been seriously injured in an auto accident. You saying you would not change that?
I'm saying that I've done some initial research into that, and I recognize that there are people that absolutely need that. I have not delved real deeply into the numbers behind that, but right now, I'm focused on the fact that the costs are so different for treatment. That's where I'm looking right now. So, you know, granted, it would be my job as a legislator to, you know, when I'm in Lansing, to look at all sides, and absolutely I will. Because again, that's the job of a legislator. You look at all sides equally and you collaborate. But for right now, my focus is on the fact that the costs are so hugely different. It's just a big red flag to me.
The Michigan Democratic Party filed a campaign finance complaint about your use of a government email account, which they said was used for campaign purposes at times. What's your response?
Thank you for asking the question. I really appreciate the chance to respond to that. I check work emails along with my personal emails on a personal phone so that I can work after hours, and I should have been more careful. Because campaign laws are so complicated, I am looking into this. I will make it right. But right now in my conversations with people on the doors and as I talk to businesses and as I walk farms and as I walk down the streets and see empty storefronts in every town, I am hearing that people want to focus about getting more and better jobs in our community, about keeping taxes low, and about supporting education and also supporting quality health care. So that's what I'm focused on right now.
Do you think that there is too much money in politics, and does it have too much influence over policy?
Absolutely. I think it's completely ridiculous that to run for office, you have to raise a lot of money. And when I decided to go into community service, that was a really big hurdle for me to come to terms with. It bothers me and concerns me that as I try to keep a positive message working together for a better Michigan, that, you know, the reality is I have to raise money in order to help get my message out. When my opponent talks about getting donations, though, I find it really interesting that that she talks about my donations when in 2014 and in 2016, she's received thousands of dollars from groups as well. And I just, again, I want to keep things positive, but I want to keep also things realistic. And the fact is, right now, yes, we have campaign finance laws that we can play with, but it costs a lot of money to run a campaign. And I'm absolutely dedicated to getting my message out that working together for a better Michigan, and that my experience on the ground as a county commissioner and as a teacher and as a community servant, that I will be able to serve the 66th district well.
But you say it's not a good thing that you have to raise that much money to run a campaign.
I think it's ridiculous.
So what do we do about it?
You know what? I'm in the middle of a campaign right now, so I'm not sure what I can do about that today.
But if you're elected, I mean,
I really do look forward to continued dialogue on that, because I know a lot of really good-hearted people that would be great in public service. And the barrier is money. And I just don't think that's right.
Beth Griffin, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Beth Griffin is the Republican candidate for State House in the 66th District. That includes all of Van Buren, as well as Northwest Kalamazoo County. An interview with the Democratic candidate in the 66th State House District, Annie Brown, aired in September. You can find a link at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.